This is Pastor Larry with today's Daily Dose, and we're taking a look at the Psalms right now, and I want to take an incredibly famous Psalm, and I'm going to actually break it into two Daily Doses. We'll look at part today and part tomorrow. I wonder if you've ever driven to work or maybe driven back home, and when you got there, kind of wondered, how did I get here? Because the route is so familiar, you just don't even notice anything along the way. Sometimes with some of the famous passages of Scripture, we can be exactly the same. We've heard it so many times, either in culture or in church, wherever it would be, that we think we know what it means, but we haven't really seen what it says. And the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd," is very much that way. I always thought of the beginning of it where it says in the Old King James, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside quiet waters or still waters." I always thought that was a picture of an incredibly idyllic setting, the kind of place where you pull up a beach chair and a book or you take a nap, green pastures, kind of this meadow sort of feel, and then the just slowly running water. But that's not what that passage would have meant to anybody in antiquity when they would have heard it. For they understood what shepherding in that era was like. And it speaks of what a shepherd had to do as the summer would come, and he'd have to lead the sheep as the lower land grass was grazed and as the heat burned it off. He'd have to lead them higher and higher up the hills. And along the way, when it says he makes me lie down in green pastures, the operative phrase is not the green pastures, it's that he makes me. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Think about that phrase. If you have to make somebody do something, they didn't want to do it. I never had to make my kids fight with one another. I never had to make them stay up past their bedtime. I never had to make them eat ice cream or candy. I had to make them do things often that were good for them, but weren't exactly on the top of their preferred list at that moment. And when we look back in our lives, that's exactly what the Lord does for us. He makes us, sometimes when you see it in that rearview mirror, he makes us do things that at the moment seem like, "Lord, why am I going through this? Lord, why is this happening to me?" And in the rearview mirror, we realize, oh my goodness, that was the green grass. And we were actually getting ready to just keep moving beyond, because all of us have a natural kind of life map that we go by. We have a plan that we think is the best for our life. But if we actually belong to the Lord, we're one of his followers. He promises that like a good shepherd, he will make us lie down in green pastures. But there's another part of this one that's equally cool. And that is when it says he leads us beside quiet waters, that's because sheep were afraid of moving water. And so what is being said in this passage is the Lord understands our weakness, our failings, our limitations, our fears. And his plan actually adapts to that. Because running water is actually better and cleaner water than still water. And the shepherd's right there with his little staff. He can grab the sheep. It's not going to go down the river, especially slow-running stream. But he understands that fear. And just as he does for you and me, he meets us in our fears. He's not expecting perfection. He's not expecting us to have everything together before he steps in and helps. At times, he will make you and me lie down in green pastures. But also, it's always in the context of one who understands those fears, those weaknesses, and he will lead us beside quiet waters to get us where we need to go. Man, that is our great shepherd, and I just encourage you to let him be your shepherd, not your advisor, not your consultant, but your shepherd that you follow well.